This is Studio One on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.
I feel my head start shaking, man. These are big decisions we're making.
Rocky Votolato is a Seattle, Washington-based singer and songwriter. He got his start in music more than 20 years ago in a punk band with his brother. It was called Waxwing. And after it disbanded, he started performing solo. He took a break from writing, and his latest record, Hospital Handshakes, has a similar sound to his old material. A couple years ago, Votolato thought he was done with music. He wasn't very proud of his last record, and he decided to get a job. That ultimately did not work.
The dam broke open, and I wrote so many songs in such a short period of time, and it was much like it was when I was younger. You know, things were just really coming out and creative ideas, and I was having fun with it again.
In support of his new record, Votolato recently went on a tour of living rooms, and we asked him to stop by our Des Moines studio to talk about his career and the new record, and also to play a show in our newsroom in front of a couple dozen fans.
Thanks for coming out, trying something different, an office show.
Come along with me now, 'cause there are things I've been dying to tell you. Best of the worst things that you never need. This is the kind of comedy where no one's laughing, 'cause it's hard to. I'm a punchline who's punch drunk with a fist in a broken mirror. There's a party nearby. Everything else is just a train wreck, yeah. Gonna stay up all night, every night for the rest of my life, until the lines around my eyes grow. Might ask me, aren't you dead inside, so damn tired? I'll say I have no idea. I'm sleeping until after the dying is over. Love's a train wreck, you're a mistake.
When you got started making music, you were in a much more abrasive punk band, right?
I mean, yeah, yeah.
So that original spark that you would have had long ago when you were a kid starting out was channeled much differently.
It was, yeah. And it was, you know, I was just always writing. I was really prolific when I was younger. And I had a band that was more aggressive. It was kind of a punk band. And so I had this channel here for all this energy, you know, for dealing with my life and some of the problems I had been through growing up. You know, there was a lot of anger, and it just was channeled into that, and that was a good thing for me. But I also at the same time had a folk side. You know, like I always wrote on acoustic guitar, and I always was on the side writing these folk songs, and, you know, that was a part of myself that I like to have a channel for as well. And eventually that took over and became the main focus for me. But I always kind of had these two streams running at the same time.
Is this an exercise or an exorcism? Firework pilots fly towards the explosion. In the sky, the bright colored light, suffering the horizon of my mind. I'm a patient with no patience. Hospital handshakes. We must each be broken if forever be made new again. The current of this currency is pain. Yeah, it's painting me golden. Ghost in the sun, a massacre on the winter, a silent sea, deafening defeat, drowning minor second, until there's no line between the truth and the lies that we're all hiding behind. If it's a choice, what will we decide? We choose sides between the darkness and the light. We must each be broken if forever we may do again. The current of this currency is pain. Gets painting me gold.
The song that appeals to me the most of yours over the years, that I always think, man, if I could write a song like that, I would be, you know, I would be very proud of myself. But the song Red River,
and it's
drawn from a short story about Native American brothers. It's a Red Convertible. Is that the name of the short story?
I think it's Louise Edrich.
Okay. So how much of your work is drawn from literary material that's out there? I mean, you said you feel like a writer trapped in a musician's body.
Yeah, I think that probably quite a lot of it is. And I've had a lot of songs based off of poems or short stories. Allen Ginsberg's poem, Kaddish, actually inspired the song Makers, which is the title track from that, my fourth album, and probably my most popular record. But yeah, I actually wrote that song in the apartment building that he lived in when he wrote Howl and a bunch of his other famous poems as well.
Death keeps calling me, she's gonna set me free. No more sunshine, sidewalk, streets, or misery. Like she did for you, oh Alan, how you suffer. Like we all do, in a Lower East Side apartment. Bones inside your mind were all broken. The keys that open, any answers were all stolen. Filling and refilling up the glass with makers. We both agree. Final moment. It's a sweet. That'll ever be delivered. Heaven or heavenless, we're all headed for the same sweet darkness. So she came. Safety of a coffin, rest here through. No more debts or memories, no more heart, blood, or skin on teeth. Final dosage has set you free. You escape for a little while. Bones inside your mind were all broken.
Change of plans. I'm gonna try something I haven't played in a while. Clay asked me about this song tonight, and it made me think about it a little bit. Let's see how it goes. This is a song called Red River.
This is what life feels like on the ground. I had a brother who was stationed up in Northern Hill Country. You know, we never really came home. We drove out east to Red River to see the high water flow. That river was running, just searching for an ocean of freedom that we'd never know. That feeling you get when the wind is blowing like your whole life is starting over. We made our peace there. Well, get out. From Spokane all the way across Montana, out to the Blood Reserve. In a black Levi's jacket, knocking their beers back on the bank of that river. Underneath September skies, inside the U.S. border, he made his peace there. After his boots filled up with water, I've been searching for a way to carry us home to the ocean we all came from, where we'll all be returned. I've been searching for a way to carry us home to the ocean we all came from, where we'll all. I've been searching for the waves that carry us home to the ocean we all came from, where we'll all be returned.
It's interesting to me to hear you talk about kind of almost like this return to the beginning, and it's following the same kind of arc that is going with the music industry, where it's almost like artists of your stature are at a return to a do-it-yourself kind of model. I mean,
yeah.
I think of when Makers came out, I believe you were – that's one of your songs was featured in a – TV program on the CW or something. Am I making that up?
No, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
On the OC.
That's right. Excuse me. Yeah. I mean, you're kind of returning to the way things were, and it's sounding like you're more inspired now than you were when you were trying to get on a label and had any kind of regular, you know, PR person. You have to kind of float between things, but you sound happier.
Oh, I'm excited right now, you know, and I think that, you know, it's not necessarily due to the external circumstances of like how my career is being managed or any of that. But I think for me, it has much more to do with how I relate to the creative process. And when you're a blocked artist, which is what I was, like that's a really painful place to be.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, like I was saying, I had a really hard time. I realized I hadn't written a song in over a year. And I think there's a lot of artists out there who are dealing with that writer's block or whatever that is on some level, even if it's not fully shutting them down as an artist. But on the outside, I looked like a fully functional, you know, somewhat successful artist who has lots of albums and, you know, things were going fine with my career. But internally, I was really struggling to be able to write or even enjoy the process at all, you know, because I think that comes from, I've realized now, it came from being overly self-critical and, you know, being too, I want to say, I don't know, analytical about the process, like not going with the inspiration and just having fun and worrying about, you know, getting stuck in some specific genre, you know, or feeling like I needed to produce something that was in a certain kind of style, you know, and just all these different ways of me stopping myself from just letting it free flow, like a kid who enjoys art, you know, and that's kind of what it comes back to for me, and that centers around playing with words and writing and, you know, like turning phrases and just, you know, that's what's fun and interesting for me about writing and what I got into. Of course, I like making up music as well, but I feel like that's like the secondary part that makes it super fun once I have, you know, something I want to say.
Little spring, you know that when our world ends, the next one will begin. Neon eyes again, little spring. Think you always held the key. And I jumped the fence I had to steal. house, I cleaned the floors, and I left a note spelled out forever. You gave me a girl, I gave you a boy. Yeah, we were faster than Camaro, side by side on down the highway line. Engines hum, familiar song. I loosened up my tourniquet and raced my blood up to the crest. I held my breath at the speed of light, light the scenery goes rushing by. Caught the door once or twice. I thought to take it. Some days it's hard to be alive, and up is the only way of giving. Every time I'm at my end, you come to me with cool, clean water. Little spring, you know that when our world ends, the next one will begin. Girls will swing again, little spring. I loosened up my tourniquet and raised my blood up to the crest. I held my breath at the speed of light, like the scenery goes rushing by. Light behind neon eyes. Never learned how to die.
That's Rocky Votolato performing in Iowa Public Radio's Des Moines Newsroom. His latest record is called Hospital Handshakes. This is Studio One on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.